societal groups in a way that shows awareness and respect for their backgrounds, cultures, and beliefs. We host mentorship programs for inner city students, warmth of winter outreach programs for homeless residents of Vancouver, and annual conferences to challenge the stigma around various societal issues.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 1st of September, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia, also known as the Musqueam Territory of Alksen. How could I get that wrong? On the program today, the annual CITR Victory Square Block Party takes place on Sunday. We'll preview some of the bands that will be there. And the Fringe Festival is gearing up to start on Thursday. Of course, I'm shamelessly plugging the show I'm in, Obit. But there's other stuff too, including I Am For You, a play using stage combat to deal with teenage female violence. We'll also take a look at what's going on elsewhere this weekend, plus call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour of local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, I just took a quick break to swing the microphone around so I could talk to Calvin Carbonell. Hi, Calvin.
Hey.
Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Calvin, you're an actor?
Yes.
Okay, and you're involved in a show at the Fringe mm-hmm. called I Am For You.
Yeah.
And now that is a line from Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
Which has significance for the play.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about what's the story of I Am For You.
So I Am For You, well, it really came about from Maiko Uchi, the playwright.
Yeah.
She was in a production of Romeo and Juliet, and it kind of came to her when they were going up for fight call, and she noticed all the women were kind of out on the sidelines watching the men run through the fights. And
yeah.
Eventually, you know, she got older and started teaching.
And looking, going, this isn't right.
I can kick ass too, right. You know?
Why am I standing here and they're having all the fun?
Yeah. So when it translates to the play, we look at these two young women in high school,
yeah.
Two very different lives, and they're kind of coming to a conflict. And this new student teacher, his name's Cadell, he catches them after school in this conflict, and he's faced with this situation of...
So basically, conflict meaning they're about to throw down.
Oh, yeah, and they're already throwing down.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a vicious fight. It's not just slaps and hair pulls and cat scratches.
They're going for real.
It's going for real.
Yeah.
And,
so somebody's got to step in and deal with this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's funny, though. It's his first day, so what a
of
way
course.
To start it out. Yeah. And so him being a Shakespeare nerd or fanatic or whatever, and being an ex-actor and now a teacher himself, he sees this as an opportunity of, you know what, maybe I can exercise these demons or channel this negative energy into something better through the arts, which is something he's been through himself. So, you know, do what his teachers did for him.
Right.
But do it.
So he basically teaches them stage combat.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
So instead of actually hitting each other.
That's right. You know, do something productive and creative with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And now, according to the summary, they actually get in, these two young women actually get involved in a production of Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm. Starring as Mercutio and Tybalt.
Right. Yes. Of course.
And
who, in case you didn't know, Tybalt kills Mercutio in a sword fight.
Yes. Yeah. And then Romeo, well, he goes all crazy and gets his revenge the way he does. But it's a nice moment for them to go from potentially expulsion from school to now taking on this big challenge in front of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're working with an amazing fight choreographer.
I did want to get to this. Yes. Tell me about her.
Sylvie LaRiviere. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that.
It's close enough.
But she's coming from Academy Duello. And she's been with us since, like, the start of rehearsals.
Yeah. Academy Duello, that's the school on Hastings.
Yeah.
It's all about stage combat.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Dealing with all these Western-style martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since our first rehearsal, she's really... It's been great for me to watch, since my role is essentially a lot of what she was doing with us in rehearsals, of teaching us correct form and how to be safe, how to respect the swords.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, she's been a really great.
Because you're playing the teacher that sort of creates this new situation for the students.
Yeah, I got very lucky to do a character study as well as learn at the same time.
Well,
because
you basically watch Sylvie,
and
then you take that on the role on the stage.
Exactly.
Well, this sounds really, really interesting. Mm. Tell me a little bit more about the cast. Who have you got in it?
So we got Phaedra. She's coming from Chilliwack, I believe, and she's actually certified in stage combat, stage fighting. So she's been a great asset as well,
because
when we're running our choreography, it's always great to have her extra point of view,
right?
To just see where can we be safer, where can our targets be more accurate, where can we find story motivation with the hits.
And is she playing one of the two main characters?
Yes.
Oh,
she'll
okay.
be playing Mariam.
Yeah.
And Amelia Ross, she's coming out of UBC, this is my first time meeting all of them.
Yeah.
But just meeting Amelia and Faye and the energy that they bring, it's very grounded.
Yeah.
And a lot of trust right off the bat. Yeah. It's kind of interesting how fast things go.
Yeah.
Those two.
Yeah. This sounds very exciting. Mm-hmm. Where is it going to be seen? It's part of the Fringe Festival.
Yes.
But.
Typically, people think the Fringe Festival is all on Granville Island, but a lot of it happens at the Kulch Theater near Commercial Drive.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be happening at the Kulch Lab on September 7th, 10th, 11th, 13th, 16th, and 17th.
Yeah.
So it's
and those the schedule you can get on the Fringe website.
Absolutely, all the info.
I mean, everybody's show is on different dates and different times, so it's always easier to just check that out, it sounds like an exciting production, and I'm glad you mentioned that thing about the Kulch, because I'm also involved in a Fringe show at the Kulch. We're in the Historic Theater.
Cool.
And so I'm doing what we can to kind of attract people off the island and get them into the Grandview area and see what all kinds of great things are on offer there.
Mm.
I know I had another question for you, but did you have anything else you wanted to add into it?
Just working with Shelby.
Yeah,
the director.
Shelby, the director. Yeah,
yeah,
she's
Shelby
been on the show before, and I've had an opportunity to work with her in the past as well. She's a pretty exciting director.
Yeah, still like young and up and coming, and creating Wonder Dog Theater. And I'm just really happy to be working with someone that really has the sensibility for the characters, and just I can tell her passion for the story as well. And
yeah.
It's all women that I'm working with. I'm the only male involved in the cast and in the creative aspect of it. And it's just this really great...
But they still let you in.
Oh, absolutely. That's the thing.
You're not sitting off to the side watching them have the fun.
I'm not sitting by myself at lunch break. But it's just she's been really positive and really great in helping us find our way in to these characters.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been nothing but amazing to work with.
Wow.
Yeah, and Maddie, our stage manager as well, keeping us all on time.
Yeah.
They're a great team.
Yeah, I've worked with Maddie too. She's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So that's That's fantastic. All right, so it's called I Am For You, mm-hmm. and it's at the Culture Lab as part of the Fringe Festival. Calvin, thanks a whole lot for coming in.
Thanks,
Steve. And have a great run. And we'll see you. We'll see you at the Culch.
Cool. See you there.
All right. So now I got to find some music to play because I wasn't prepared here. Also, what's going on at the Fringe is the big the Fringe Club. The right down on Granville Island, next to the Creek House restaurant, mm-hmm. there's a, I think it's Big Rock Brewery has a big open air beer garden, and there's live music every night. And it starts on Thursday night with some great friends of the show. Wooden Horsemen are going to be performing on Thursday night, so you don't want to miss that. There you go, Wooden Horsemen on stage at the Big Rock Fringe Club Thursday night, September 7th, to help kick off this year's Fringe Festival. Another show that's going to be happening at the Culch Historic is a play called A Very Unpleasant Evening at the Rockefeller Rink sometime late December-ish. It's the longest title in the Fringe Guide. It's written by local playwright Anna Heiss-Basmadagin. I hope I didn't insult you by butchering your name. It's basically about six people, all carrying six different sets of baggage, trying to have a nice evening at the Rockefeller Rink. Things, of course, don't go as planned. Stories intertwine, revelations are had, but maybe with each other's help, they can make this unpleasant Rockefeller evening a little less unpleasant. So lots of pleasantness and all the rest of it. Two friends of the show, Janet Glassford and Chris Lamb, are involved. I think Chris is directing it. That is happening at the Culch Historic. And of course, dates and times are on the Vancouver Fringe Festival website. Once again, the title is A Very Unpleasant Evening at the Rockefeller Rink sometime late December-ish. Another band that's going to be at the Fringe Club. This group is playing on Saturday night. No, Friday night, next Friday, a week from tonight, on the 8th of September. They are fast becoming Dave Radio's new favorite local band. They are called Queer as Funk.
Your chance. CITR is looking for the best new bands in Vancouver for our 34th annual Shindig. We will consider literally every genre. We're not kidding. Past participants of this legendary event include Japandroids, 3 Inches of Blood, The Pack AD, Mystery Machine, and The Organ. Winners of Shindig receive studio time, mastered tracks, and a feature in Discorder magazine, among other sweet stuff like merchandise production and showcase opportunities. The deadline for submissions is September 1st. For more information, visit citr.ca. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
سلام روزتون بخیر. My name is Sahand, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture, and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Talon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Hey UBC students, love doing arts and crafts or just making things in general? We've got you covered. The AMS Print Club works to bring you crafts from different cultures, backgrounds, and decor styles. We aim to bring about cultural and environmental awareness through the arts and crafts. Check out our Facebook page, Print Arts and Crafts, or email us at printartscraftsclub@gmail.com for more details.
So, we're talking about The Fringe, and so that gives me an opportunity or an excuse to talk about the show that I'm in, because I'm going to keep plugging it until the 17th of September, so you go and see it. It's called Obit. It's locally written and directed by Simon Roberts and Kathy Collis, and it's all about what we say about people after they've died compared to how we felt about them when they were still alive. It's three short scenes, one featuring a fellow who's recently divorced trying to get back into the dating world. Second one about a couple of brothers dealing with their mother's belongings after she's passed away. And the third one is all about life in a care facility with an Alzheimer's patient dealing with the end of his life. It's called Obit. It's at the Kulch Historic Theater. First performance is Saturday, the 9th of September. But there's six shows in, including, I think, you know, I have to check, now I have to double check the thing. But there is one half price event. So go to the Fringe website, type in Obit, a deathly serious comedy, and find out more about that. And of course, you know, stick around and say hi after the show. I'd love to see you. I'd love to hear from you. So what's going on tonight? Well, another friend of the show, The Land of Deborah, local singer and songwriter. She's got a new CD out. We previewed it on the show a couple of weeks ago. The CD is called, oh my goodness, now I can't remember the name of the CD. Oh, for crying out loud. Anyway, she's got, it's called Little Stories. There it is. It's right in front of me. To celebrate the release of the new album, Little Stories, there's a brand new music video that's going to be available starting Monday. Let's see the video. Oh, sorry. I'm reading it wrong. The video itself is going to be viewed today at 4 o'clock. So, I've linked to the event page. So just go to the Dave Radio Facebook page and, click on the brand new and oh so shiny LOD video, which is LOD is of course Land of Deborah. And, let me see here. I'm actually sharing it as we speak so that you're quickly able to get onto it. As I said, the video is going to be shown at 4 o'clock today. It features, lots of folks, sort of bouncing around, as they sing about unrequited love and gardening. Surprisingly more common than you would think. The video was created by the lovely and super talented Angel McNamara and, some guy named Dave, not me. Somebody else. Anyway, this is the song, Not Today by Land of Deborah.
Gone. Do, 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 do. today, not today. It's been too long. I think I need excuses. Would you mind if I came round and planted tulips?
So that is released at 4 o'clock this afternoon on the Land of Deborah Facebook page. Tonight and tomorrow, the closing weekend of Fighting Chance Productions' presentation of A Chorus Line, and that is the Marvin Hamlisch musical all about getting onto the stage, getting, One Singular Sensation and What I Did for Love, lots of great songs in that show. And it's a great opportunity to see some upcoming local talent as well. I remember seeing a production about 15 years ago of A Chorus Line that, my goodness, the number of people that are now working in musical theater in Vancouver and across Canada that we saw in that show is just amazing. So hopefully the same future can be said for the folks that are in this production. There's just a couple more performances left. It closes tomorrow night. It's at the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island. You can go to fightingchanceproductions.ca to find out more, get tickets, and all the rest of that. It is definitely worth seeing. Chorus Line is one of the longest running shows on Broadway for a good reason, and you certainly don't want to miss that. Now, what's going on this weekend? On Sunday is the annual Victory Square Block Party. That's an event that takes place down at Victory Square, which is at Hastings and Cambie Street in the heart of the downtown east side, the historic center of the city of Vancouver, and a big party going on there. Lots of live music, bands playing all day and all night, and we're going to hear from some of them over the next 20 or 30 minutes. We're going to start off with a group called Palm Oil. They're going to be playing on Sunday. So that's Palm Oil. They will be starting off the festivities at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at the Victory Square Block Party, a free outdoor show jointly presented by CITR, Discorder, and Music Waste. And lots of local merchants and organizations sponsoring it as well. There will be raffles and door prizes and that kind of stuff. And the partial proceeds from the raffle and the sponsorship go to Megaphone Magazine, which is Vancouver's street magazine, sold by homeless and low-income vendors as a source of income. So we're going to help raise money for Megaphone as well. And then some of the proceeds will also go to support Vancouver campus and community-based broadcaster CITR. That's us and our independent publication, Discorder Magazine. So you can help out the homeless. You can help out CITR. You can help out local music, all of that. Plus, have a great, great time. All kinds of stuff. Like the thing about the raffle is that there's this whole huge pile of prizes. And so for a small fee, I think I forget how much the tickets are, like $5 or something like that. But there's draws all day long. So if you stick around long enough, you could get all kinds of cool stuff. So you want to check that out. Once again, it's the Victory Square Block Party. It's going on all day Sunday, starting at 2 o'clock, Victory Square, Hastings, and Cambie. Here's another group that's going to be playing there. This is Needles and Pins. Needles and Pins, performing Sunday at the Victory Square Block Party. Don't miss it. Tonight is opening night at the Jericho Arts Center for United Players of Vancouver presentation of Mr. Foot's Other Leg by Ian Kelly, directed by a friend of the show, Sarah Rogers. In Georgian London, no one is more famous than Samuel Foote. Satirist, impressionist, and dangerous comedian, he has become a star in the earliest days of celebrity culture. Adored by many, despised by some, Foote finds himself at the sharp end of attacks from the press and a surgeon's knife. And in an age obsessed with fame, his colleagues from the worlds of science and the stage, from Benjamin Franklin to David Garrick, begin to wonder, does fame make you mad? Ian Kelly's riotously funny play, based on the amazing true story of Mr. Foote, explores our obsession with celebrity and the rise and fall. Warning, coarse language, and gruesome but dramatic scenes. It's happening at the Jericho Arts Center. It's happening, it opens tonight. Big opening night party going on down there. And it'll run Thursday through Sunday until the 24th of September. We've got it on the Dave Radio Facebook page. And you can also go to unitedplayers.com to find out more information. And while we're on the subject of Sarah Rogers, Sarah never does more than two or three things at once. She's also directing a play for Pacific Theater. And this is a show that's going to be opening on Friday the 15th, so a couple of weeks from now. It's called The Christians by Lucas Snath. What is The Christians about? Well, it's about Paul. Paul's a preacher. And with one sentence, he overturns one of the most sacred tenets of his beliefs, sending his congregation reeling towards schism as they grapple with the mysteries of faith, certainty, and what happens after we die. They must also face the reality of loving those whose beliefs had made them into sudden strangers. It looks like a very powerful, complex kind of play. We were hoping to get someone from the show on today, but that wasn't happening. Maybe we can do it next week, but with me being so busy with the Fringe Festival, I don't know if we're going to be able to do it, but I do want to get somebody on for that show. And we'll certainly be there for opening night. So that's Friday, September 15th, 8 p.m. at Pacific Theater. It's The Christians. Okay, so what else have we got here? We've always got more things to talk about here than we have time for. Okay, that one's there, that one's there. Let's see, I mentioned Obit. I did talk about Obit. Yes, I mentioned it several times, didn't I? All right, enough of me chatting. Let's hear some more music. This is Lady Jams, and they are also going to be at Victory Square on Sunday.
Sundays, give me chocolate flakes, and you'll be yellow, the cherry. every note she hit. Yep, she fully on. Every tip of the top, tip of the tongue, that you hum in verse just to sing along. Like, ooh, got you feeling good inside. Like, stay sweet like apple pie. Got all kinds of jazz, but the lady that I am, joined by the jazz and all of my band, escapades of lemonade, calabash on Saturday. Proclamation with the beat, late nights, the early morning milkshakes with cherry on it. I cherish all of it, put harmonies, yeah, on top of that. Ha-ha, we laughed and lied on beats to a sound. R-E-S-P-C-T, love in this recipe, they feed my soul, hold me close. Cherry on top like highest to the most. Lady jams, hold my home.
Waste, CITR, and Discorder present the 13th annual Victory Square Block Party, Sunday, September 3rd, from 2 to 9 p.m. This year's lineup features Needles and Pins, Dumb, Graftician, Palm Oil, Shitlord Fuckerman, Passive, and Lady Jams. Come out and enjoy the last weekend of the summer with live music on the lawn at Victory Square Park. This free all-day outdoor event will also have one-of-a-kind raffles by some of our favorite local businesses and organizations, including Mint Records, Bart on the Beach, Float House, and lots more. See you there!
It's only a dream.
Power Chord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Leo Ramirez Show at CITR, Mondays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. El show de Leo Ramirez en CITR, lunes de 5 a 6 de la tarde.
If you're looking for something a little steamier, get ready to get dirty. Some of Vancouver's finest and most diverse talent compete in the smuttiest, sexiest, most hilarious competition you'll ever see. 8 writers have been challenged to come up with the most erotic fan fiction they can develop, utilizing a simple theme. Disney. Oh yeah. They'll be read aloud, blind, by performers, on stage, as you, the audience, decides who moves on to the next month's show and secures a spot in the season finale deathmatch. This is Content Warning Erotic Fan Fiction Deathmatch Disney, hosted by Mockingbird Media Entertainment and going on at the 7 Dining Lounge. That's at Broadway and Manitoba, 53 West Broadway in Vancouver, right in the middle of town, right in the very heart, the center of the city, the geographical middle of town at right around Broadway and Main there. The guest readers have yet to be announced, but writing by some eminaries as R.K. Raleigh, Jenny Sokolsky, Bridget Gallagher, Mercedes Deutscher, and many, many more. Admission is only $10 at the door. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. It's general seating, so come in early and get seated in the splash zone. Don't want to know what that means. Okay. Tonight it's the Actor's Nightmare Fringe Edition. It's going on at the Havana Theater. That starts at 10:30, so you can do the early show at the 7 Lounge and then head over to the Havana on Commercial Drive. Every actor has a nightmare where they find themselves on stage without knowing any of their lines or even having read the script. Well, that's my basic philosophy about acting anyway. The Actor's Nightmare brings this to life, pairing a guest actor who has completely memorized their lines from a play, who will stick to their lines no matter what. And they'll be paired with an improviser who not only hasn't memorized any lines, but will have no idea what play they're even in. 5 actor-improviser pairings, wild and crazy mashed-up scenes from 5 different plays, which, thanks to the talented improvisers and actors, will somehow make total sense. Actor's Nightmare is a hilarious high-wire act, a head-on collision of theater and improv that will leave you breathless. It's tomorrow night, Saturday. It says today, but it's actually tomorrow. Saturday at 10:30 at the Havana Theater on Commercial Drive. And tickets are $10, so you don't want to miss that. I don't know why people are not getting their dates right on Facebook here. Some stuff says today and it means tomorrow, and some says tomorrow and it means today. But I'm going by the Saturday at 10:30 thing, so you can still do the erotic fan fiction thing at 7 Lounge tonight, and then tomorrow you go head over to Havana for the Actor's Nightmare thing. Okay, time now for the Dave Radio Call Board. This is a weekly feature of auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Today, and this is today, not tomorrow, this is actually today, is the final call for submissions for Shindig 2017. So if you haven't done it yet, get it in there now before the end of business today. And knowing Hugo, that could be any minute now. CITR is looking for the best band. So send us your submissions. Your submissions should be in the form of original material, either a link to a SoundCloud or Bandcamp site, or send some MP3 files, or drop off a stick or a CD or something. Just bring your music in, and also include your email address and your phone number. Those are crucial. We need to be able to get in touch with you. And if you got anything else, you can throw it in too, but that's not required. So bring it in. You can either send it to submissions@gmail.com. That's shindig.submissions@gmail.com, or you can drop them off at the station right here in the palatial student nest at the University of British Columbia. North Shore Light Opera Society is looking for a stage director and a musical director for their production of Into the Woods that's happening in May of 2018 at the Centennial Theatre in North Vancouver. So if you're interested in getting involved in this production as either the stage director or the musical director, Roger Nelson wants to hear from you. His address is N and R Nelson, N-A-N-D-R nelson@gmail.com, or you can just contact North Shore Light Opera Society and let them know you're interested. Fraser Valley Stage doing Gilbert and Sullivan's The Gondoliers. Casting for this is almost complete, but they are still looking for someone to play Marco. Now, this posting has been up for a few weeks. So I would say if you've been thinking about it and not sure, go for it, because they're looking for someone. Young to middle-aged adult tenor with an easy top A. They're also open for women and all vocal ranges for the chorus and some dancers as well. So go to Fraser Valley Stage website and look for more about the Gondoliers. This is the show that's going to be happening in Abbotsford in February and March of next year. And it's also going to take a trip to Yorkshire in Britain in the UK in August of next year. So it's something you might want to get involved with. Deep Cove Stage Society is doing their panto, The Grand Old Duke of York, for their Christmas show. And the auditions are happening on September 5th and 6th at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater. And they're looking for, let's see here, all characters except where specified can be played by any gender. So just show up. They would like you to play a musical instrument. That is, if you can play a musical instrument, bring it along. If not, come anyway. They're looking for all kinds of talent for that one. Emerald Pig Theatrical Society, Things That Go Bump in the Night, a unique evening of music, magic, and mayhem. And that's happening in October. The auditions are on the 9th of September, which is next weekend, at the Maple Ridge Leisure Center. And they are looking for singers, dancers, musicians, storytellers, magicians, actors, poets, all kinds of folks. Their website is emeraldpig.ca. Circle Bright Productions doing To Broadway with Love theme concerts, directed by our dear friend, Mr. Christopher King. That's going to be up in April of next year. It's going to feature 12 to 15 musical theater singers and an orchestra to perform a selection of songs from popular Broadway musicals. The auditions are happening next week, September 8th and 9th, at the Renegade Studios at 3030 East Broadway. And if you want to know more, their website is circlebrightproductions.com. North Vancouver's panto is called The Doctor of Oz, a self-help panto. And the auditions for that are in the middle of the month, September 10th and 12th at Hendry Hall. A friend of the show, Miles Lovkulich, is going to be directing that one. And all their roles are open for male and female performers. And performers of all ages are encouraged to audition. A couple other pantos coming up. Vagabond Players in New Westminster, their show is Sleeping Beauty. And their auditions are September 12th at the Bernie Legg Theatre in Queen's Park. Vagabondplayers.ca for more on that. And Metro Theatre in the sunny area of Marpole. They're doing Cinderella, a show that I was involved with many, many years ago. I got to play one of the stepsisters. I was the pretty one. Anyway, they're doing it again in this Christmas. The auditions are September 17th, and all roles are open to all ethnicities, as well as ages and genders and all that stuff. So metrotheater.ca, I think, is their website. And then we've got Fraser Valley Musical Theater doing Cabaret in April, and they are having their auditions for principal roles September 17th, 24th, and October 1st. So you can contact Royal City Musical Theater to find out more about that. And then finally, another production that Chris King is involved with. He has written the music and lyrics for a musical called Little Miss Glitz. This was shown a couple of years ago, and they're bringing it back. It's a satire about child talent and beauty contest, but it is the show is written to be performed by adults, so you get to bring out your inner child for that. Let's see. To enhance the satire of the show, I read that part. This is a profit-sharing production. Actors deserve to be paid. Two Fly is an equal opportunity theater company and encourages submissions from artists of all cultural backgrounds. The auditions are on September 29th to 30th. They have a submission deadline of September 15th. And if you're selected, you should prepare for a dance call as well as a singing call. The auditions will probably be about 2 or 3 hours for the total. But go to twofly.ca to find out more about that. And if you want details on these or any other audition notices, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have any other notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us right here at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks a lot for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send us your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. Special thanks to Calvin for dropping by and talking about I Am For You, which is going to be part of the Fringe Festival at the Cults Historic Theater. And, of course, don't forget to also pick up tickets for Obit, a deathly serious comedy at the Cults Historic, featuring your humble host, that's me. Also, special birthday greetings to Mr. Colin Thomas. And don't forget to go to the Victory Square Block Party on Sunday afternoon, starting at 2 o'clock. If you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at citr.ca. So Fresh Slice is scheduled to be up next. They haven't appeared for the last couple of weeks, but we always have hope. And they'll be followed by Radio Zero at 2 o'clock. And, of course, Napkin Boy with Nardwuar, the Human Serviette, at 3:30. And don't forget that in 3 weeks, Nardwuar is having his big 30th anniversary marathon broadcast of all the great interviews that he's done over the last 30 years. 20 hours of programming right here on CITR. Dave Radio will be back next week, though, at this same time. Thanks a whole lot for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You fell, I fell, we fell hard in love. Like heavy rocks and thoughts that had to drop. You fell, I fell, we fell hard in love. Even though I said I was never gonna give it up. Gravity knew me better than all my proud standing days. The will does find a way. You fell, I fell, we fell hard in love. I didn't know or need the stuff. You fell, I fell, we fell hard in love. Like arrogant dreams, I have these arrogant dreams that you might stay.
They say all good things must come to an end, but when I think of losing this, I get a chill on my skin. I never understood what's a big deal about all this love shit. Now I'm so into it, baby.